The source of most information coming from Syria these days is the country's opposition. Its members put out daily updates about the deadly clashes between protesters and President Bashar al-Assad's security forces. We've spoken several times on this program with Syrian anti-government activists. Today we hear from the regime. Jihad Makdisi is a foreign ministry spokesman. He denies that his government is deliberately killing protesters.
There is no policy for a crackdown in Syria. What's happening in Syria is not black and white as some media outlet is trying to portray. The army and security's mandate is only to respond to those who are carrying weapon and heavy weapon recently, unfortunately, against the state. And here we differentiate between peaceful demonstrator and armed element who are carrying guns and arms like shoulder-mounted rockets. So this is where the job of the army. It's not for killing, and they don't have this mandate, and anyone who would breach this, he will be held accountable by law.
But those heavily armed individuals, that's a more recent development of army defectors. That's what we understand. The original protesters were peaceful, and yet they were shot.
Marco, let me tell you something. Defector is people who are fleeing from the army. They are deserter. The problem now with this high amount of people carrying weapon against the state, there are people who are hiding under this definition and pretending to be defector. Meanwhile, they are militias. I'm not saying, Marco, to be clear for your audience, I'm not saying we don't have a problem in Syria. Yes, we do. But the thing is, it's not as simple as people would like to portray this.
You say the crisis in Syria is complex, but from here it looks like one more country involved in the Arab Spring, people demanding democracy, a head of state refusing to give it over. Well, how is it more complex than that?
It is very complicated because when you say Arab Spring, that means it's only peaceful demonstration. How can we justify that six pilots were killed, assassinated in their bus while they were on their way home? The government is in confrontation with these people who are carrying arms and assassinating people, killing people, and not against the demonstration. Syria is not afraid of democracy.
Dr. Makdisi, if Syria is not afraid of democracy, then why have more than 5,000 Syrians been killed in this fighting so far? Are you saying all of them are army defectors or soldiers, militia?
No, not at all. What I'm telling you is that the story is not black and white. First of all, I disagree with the number 5,000.
That's a UN estimate.
That when we just to give an idea for your audience, it's not like 5,000 civilians were killed and massacred. In addition to that, there are mistakes that happened. And the leadership of the president is to hold those people accountable.
Three heads of state so far, Hosni Mubarak, Muammar Gaddafi, and Ben Ali of Tunisia, have been deposed by crowds clamoring for democracy, as Syrians are doing right now. Why do you think President Assad will be different and will be able to weather the same storm in Syria?
Because simply, he still enjoys a high rate of popularity. But Marco, anyway, it's no longer about the president. It's about Syria as a country. It's about the brink on a civil war or not. It's about, you know, the civil security of Syria. It's no longer about the president.
Dr. Jihad Makdisi, spokesperson for the Syrian Foreign Ministry, thank you very much for your time indeed, sir.